Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to CaratLane Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the belief, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh, Chairman and Managing Director, for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for the CaratLane Limited Quarter 3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call. I trust you had the opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, both available on the company's website and on stock exchanges. Joining me on this call is Mr. Anand Sharma, our Executive Director and Group CFO, and SGA Investor Relations Advisors. The success of any organization is measured by the value it creates and the growth it achieves. Each product we craft and manufacture is a step towards enhancing lifestyles and consumer experiences, elevating industry standards over time. CaratLane's journey involves exploring new opportunities through market expansion and product innovation, steering towards sustained growth and value creation. We are also strengthening our leadership team at first and second level to have sufficient management bandwidth to meet the fast-paced, sustainable growth of the company. Our focus on brand domination is evident through global partnerships with reputed home improvement retailers. The home improvement market has witnessed substantial growth driven by evolving consumer preferences for aesthetics and comfort. Buyers now place higher emphasis on creating kitchen and bathroom spaces and completing their living environments. We continue to pursue our multi-pronged and holistic growth strategy with a focus on upgrading our state-of-the-art technology, investing in R&D, making the right CapEx, investing in the brand visibility, expanding reach via dealer and distributor network across India, expanding newer geographies around the world. CaratLane is progressively pacing towards establishing a brand entity in the kitchen and bath segment, both domestically and internationally. We are steadily moving up the value chain, capturing the minds of niche customer segments across categories such as quartz sinks, stainless steel sinks, kitchen top fabrication, built-in appliances, and faucets. Our focus on increasing capacity utilization in the quartz sinks category has been steady progress, reaching 70% by end of 9-month FY24, and expected to further on quarter-on-quarter basis. The profit margins of our quartz sinks remain steady, and our commitment to sustain the stability in the foreseeable future. In the stainless steel segment, we expand our capacity by adding 90,000 units in the last quarter, bringing total 180,000 units. The demand in this segment remains strong, with a capacity utilization of 67% of quarter ended 30th December 2023. Our performance in the U.S. and the U.K. market continues to be strong. The destocking process concluded, inventory returned to normal levels. European markets for products remained at a similar level compared to last year. While the overall global scenario is a path of improvement, the Red Sea scenario emerged towards the end of Q3 FY24 poses a little risk. We are closely monitoring the situation as the ocean freights have been risen considerably. It is also increasing the sailing time by approximately 2 weeks more. However, it is pertinent to note that 90% of exports are on FOB basis, and therefore it will not have any impact margins. It will be very marginal on our market. Domestically, our business is thriving, marked by a significant expansion of our dealership network from 1,500 to 2,200 in 9-month FY24. There has been an enhanced significant expansion. I'm just focusing it back on the dealer expansion in the Indian market and the brand will be across India, the diligent efforts by our sales and marketing team. On the 20th October, we successfully made an acquisition of United Granite LLC. The steady acquisition has now been fully integrated into operations, contributing to our total income. The acquired entity, United Granite LLC Financials, consolidated to results in the quarter, exhibits low margins, which has impacted overall margin of our company on a consolidated basis. However, we are expecting better operating margins in coming quarters due to various steps action taken by improvement, material sourcing and business expansion. We anticipate the effort to translate to improve financial results in the coming quarter, underlining our commitment to optimizing the potential of this acquisition. Our UK operation Carousel is progressing well. We have been successful integrating synergies between UK companies across selling our current product lines, using the common customers, base and market for further business expansion. With consumer shifting their focus on more aesthetically pleasing and high quality, we anticipate the fabrication market for kitchen top will improve further in the near future. I would also like to give a good news about our new tie-up with Howdens UK. Howdens UK is the number one kitchen manufacturer in the UK. It has 750 depots and it makes about more than a million. It has 27 granite models. They sell 10,000 kitchen sinks per week. That's 500,000 kitchens per annum. Their gross revenue is £3.3 billion with approximately 20% EBITDA margin. That's been a great feather on the cap for our UK team, and we also have received the first order from them. Now coming to the appliances division, exciting to inform you that we have initiated the sale of appliances from our new manufacturing setup. Looking ahead, by March 2024, a state-of-the-art facility capable of producing 1 lakh units annually will be fully operational. This expansion aligns with our commitment to the growing demand of the sustained success in this sector. Our operations in Dubai have commenced and are witnessing positive response from the market. The encouraging feedback affirms the visibility of strategies in international markets. On another front, we have taken a significant step in Turkey by establishing a subsidiary company, setting the foundation of operations in this region. But operations in Turkey are yet to commence, and we are optimistic about the opportunities that market holds for us. To just inform the members that we have already started our sales from our United Arab Emirates entity in the last quarter itself. We have started sales of our sinks and of the appliances under the Carousel brand. These developments underscore are dedicated to strategic expansion and diversification. We are actively pursuing opportunities for growth both domestically and internationally. I remain confident in the positive impact this initiative will have on overall performance and financial outlook. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Anand Sharma, Executive Director and Group CFO, to update you on the company's financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. Let me take you through the consolidated financial performance of the company. Quarter 3 FY24 performance. Consolidated total income stood at 188.8 crore for Quarter 3 FY24. It grew by 37% year-on-year and 14.7% quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA for Quarter 3 FY24 stood at 36.1 crore, grew by 42.8% Y-on-Y and 6.4% quarter-on-quarter basis. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 15.3 crores in Quarter 3 FY24, grew by 27.2% on year-on-year basis. Coming to the 9-month FY24 performance, sales volume for casting stood at 4.1 lakh units, stainless steel sinks stood at 84.3 thousand units, kitchen appliances, faucet, FWD, bath and other products stood at 40.9 units in 9 months FY24. Consolidated total income stood at 496.1 crore for 9 months FY24 as compared to 448.3 crore in 9 months FY23. It grew by 10.7% Y-on-Y basis. EBITDA of the company for 9 months FY24 stood at 97.4 crore as compared to 82.4 crore of last year 9 months FY23. It grew by 18.3%. EBITDA margin for 9 months FY24 stood at 19.6% compared to 18.4% of last year 9 months. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 42.4 crore in 9 months FY24 as compared to 40 crore of last year 9 months FY23. Growth is 5.9%. Thank you. Now I open the floor for question and answer. Over to the operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. In order to ensure that the management is able to answer queries from all participants, please restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. We'll take a first question from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. These acquisitions that we do in the fabrication side, first of all, if you could share a little bit logic where in terms of these acquisitions, and do we add any substantial fixed costs in these acquisitions? Because if let's say there is any downturn, do we see any significant operating deleverage on account of these acquisitions that you do?
Yeah, it is very good to hear from you again. Are you talking about mainly US or also our UK business? Or
Both, sir. Generally, the fabrication business in general.
Okay, so generally fabrication businesses, I think we have proved in the last 2 years since our UK acquisition that we wanted to strengthen our brand presence and our product presence in that particular region. That's one. Number two is we wanted to have the cross-selling opportunity, but sometimes not just that technology, but it also helps us to do a lot of new customers, which you can take a whole lifetime, but you cannot enter. Everything is, it takes a lot of time. Third thing, it's a strategic diversification. It's because everything is been installed on a worktop. So we need this fabrication. Fourth thing I also mentioned about this fabrication business, technology has to come back to our country, has to come to India. India does not have a organized fabrication business. So these are the opportunities that you can have it with having a sink and a fabrication business. The new trend has also started across the world that most of the things are now entering, after we entered, they all have started looking for entering the fabrication business. Everybody wants to value add, value to their portfolio. As far as fixed costs are concerned, I think you have seen in the UK that our margin since we acquired has improved. We also add from our side, when we do the due diligence, we already find those pockets where the guys are not taking actions. So I think we try to scale up. Second thing, we try to get a better sourcing margins in it. And third, we do a lot of brand and marketing activities, which normally the owners of that company do not do it. So I think UK has done quite well. The figures are in front of you. The UK, the US business we have just acquired. So yeah, there is a fixed cost, but there is already a downturn. So whatever you are saying right now is with the downturn. So we already got the hint that the economy, both in the, especially the US, is now going up. And whatever the current, the last quarter, which I'm going to later on give it, share with you. It's been with the downturn, and anyway, the quarter three is always a seasonal quarter. So, yeah.
Do you need to do any more acquisitions in the fabrication side, or this is enough in these two countries?
Right now, till we get a fully hang of it, we are not planning to do. Right now, I think our focus is back on the granite sink. We have a lot of opportunities here. The US business is going to scale up on its own. And once the fabrication business, we get a complete hang on it, we will then try to see if that fab company is able to generate that liquidity and cash flows to acquire another US business from that fab business.
Okay. My second question is, sir, you mentioned about the retailer which does about 10,000 kitchens per week, and that's a client which you got. Do you now feel that the 200,000 capacity of quartz which you had postponed earlier in terms of expansion, that is now more closer than you think, than you earlier thought?
I think you kind of answered my question. All I can say is that, so I think we are quite close to starting our plant number 4, but we will know by next quarter. But yes, that gap is getting narrow, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I'll come back if I have any questions.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Aditya Pal from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So just wanted an update. Last quarter, we had discussed that there will be a new order from IKEA for stainless steel things. So is there any update on that?
Sir, can you speak a little bit louder and slow, please? I'm not able to hear you. Thank you.
Am I audible now?
Your handset mode.
Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So just wanted to know, last quarter we had spoken that we were supposed to receive an order from IKEA for our stainless steel products. So is there any update on that?
The stainless steel thing? Yeah, so the stainless steel, sinks at IKEA, I think it's, the commencement is going to start from next quarter.
All right. And if you can just highlight or quantify the order book or the orders that we will receive then?
Yeah, so I think as of now, and I will not be in a position to tell you because of the agreement put in place, but it's a good and a reasonable quantity. Yeah.
All right. And so our standalone gross margins have reduced on a quarter-on-quarter basis, and our consolidated gross margins have also reduced. So anything to highlight over there?
I don't think our margins have reduced. No, the margins have improved.
Yes. So standalone, I can just quickly tell you the numbers. So standalone, we are at 55 and last quarter we were at 61. Whereas consolidated last quarter we were 53 and right now we are 52.6. So my major question is, wanted to understand that why such a big drop has come on a Q1Q basis and standalone.
So actually, if you want to see the gross margin, you have to see on the 9-month basis, because quarter to quarter basis, there are some inventories lying because of some shipment is not going in the last quarter or the week before that is valued as the inventory price. So to that extent, our RMC cost may increase. So that's why it's quarter to quarter variation. If you look at the 9-month basis, overall margin is improved.
So this can be attributed to the 2 weeks delay that we are facing because of the Red Sea, right?
Nepal, I'm sorry. May I request you to join back the queue, please? Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Dhavan Shah from AlfAccurate Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is on the quartz side. So given that, you know, most of the retailers had destocked the inventories in the export market in the last few quarters, and now there is a concern of the increase in the transit time because of the Red Sea. So have you witnessed the larger inquiries for restocking? Because, you know, you already mentioned that the demand itself is very good in the US and UK market. So is there any more inquiries coming in to restock the larger inventories?
So I believe that the next order is flowing in because people are just opening after Christmas, and I'm sure that we are already seeing the flows, but this more issues have started now. So I think now the customers, we will note in the next two months is for stocking what is their plan, and I think I'm looking at the situation and almost doubling the lead time. I'm sure that there would be some inventory stocking because the new customers are very important customers, and I think they would like to see that they do not satisfy that. Yeah.
Okay. And in the last quarter, I think you mentioned that for the cord side, we can do roughly 20% volume growth in this year. That means that we can do roughly 6,10,000 sinks. So are you on the track? Because I think in the first 9 months, we did roughly 4,11,000 sinks. So in the last quarter, can we do roughly 2.1 lakh kind of the volumes?
So I think all I can say that we are on track. We are on track. I think our last quarter, as I think we have shown, which I had, I think both my top line guidance and the bottom line guidance was there. Last, I think we are on track based on that. Yeah.
Sure. Sir. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vaidik from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. I have two questions. Firstly, I want to know how much would United Granite contribute for this quarter in our revenues?
So you're talking about the sales?
Sorry?
Sales. So, yeah.
So I'm talking about the recent acquisition. In terms of revenue, how much would this contribute in this quarter?
Around 15 crore.
15 crores.
15.
Okay. And so the next question would be on the stainless sink side. We can see that there is volume growth, but on the realization side, there is a huge dip on the stainless sink side. So any particular reason for that?
There is not a huge difference of the realization. I have the numbers which says that we are about 5,700 per sink and we are close to 5,630. That is only because there was mainly CIF earlier which we converted to FOB. So overall value realization is not an issue. Price is upstairs. There are few changes because of the geography mix. Depend on whether we have more CIF and the FOB, depends on that. Otherwise, model mix.
There will be change, if I think across 5 to 10% quarter on quarter, depending upon the market and model mix.
But it's not changed actually, it is in the same line.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, okay, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Abhilasha Satale from Quantum AMC. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Can you use your handset mode, please? It's not very clear.
Yeah, please. Is it better now?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
So my question is regarding, this quarter we have seen some margin decline, margin moderation because of the integration of United Granite, subsidiary. So going forward, what is our roadmap towards improving margin? Because we are seeing, we are guiding that even for this subsidiaries, we expect margin to improve. And for the overall company, how it is likely to be on a sustainable basis? This is my first question.
So this quarter, we have integration of United Granite and there are some one-time costs. And this quarter is not even the full quarter. We acquired the company on 20th October. And normally quarter three is a lower volume because of the Christmas and the New Year's. So the margin what you see is not a representation of the margin. I think from the quarter four onward you see the better margin and it will improve quarter on quarter basis.
Any range you would like to give say over? I'm not asking for the just near term but over a medium term where you want to reach in terms of margins.
So I think the margin guidance is already given by us. Long, I think we are always in the range of 18 to 21% range. So I think that's where the guidance that we are will be around that. Yeah.
Okay. And my second question is, like, this year we would be crossing sales of around 6 lakh tons in our quartz business. So going forward, how are we expecting, you know, seeing the orders what we have in our hand and the visibility what we are getting from our customers? How do we see these sales numbers panning out over a period of time? And by when you will get visibility in terms of new capacity, of new capacity?
Correct. I think one of the gentlemen had asked this question on it. So I think that based on the new customer tie-ups and our dealer expansion in India and our new market expansion and what the demand coming on from overall global and India market, I think the on quarter on, I think the next quarter, I think we expect that the order booking for the Granite Springs, I mean, we already see the trend improving, and I think that's going to slowly take us to our 1 million mark capacity.
So, sir, like,
ma'am, I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have other participants waiting. Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Resha Mehta from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on your domestic business. If you could highlight how's the progress been here, both on the B2B side as well as on the B2C side. Also, you did mention about the softness in demand in India. So is that impacting our plans of, you know, achieving 200 crore revenue by FY26? And also, if you could mention that how has been the gallery addition and what gallery count are we at?
Okay. What are your question two? I think not able to get that. The first one I got it on the B2B, B2C. What are the question two, please?
Yeah, so the progress on both on B2B and B2C in the domestic market, and also you did mention about, you know, India demand being soft in your presentation. So does that deter us from reaching our 200 crore guidance in terms of top line by FY26 and the gallery count?
So So with the new B2B vertical now and a new team dedicated towards that, we have in the last 4 months cracked a lot of new products, including, I would give last result, DLM. So I think that has helped a lot. Approximately our 20% are institutional project sales. I think moving forward for both the Sternhagen and the Carousel, the B2B business, it looks quite encouraging. And to fuel momentum to this, we are expanding our team of B2B approximately about 3 times than what we have right now. Currently, we have about 5 people across India. We are planning to expand this to 15 people by the first quarter. Because it's we see that we have a lot yet to tap and we need to educate people to do this. I think that's a good sign. Two is, as far as our 200 crore on the India side, yes, I think that's strong. I think we are quite confident. We are quite confident to achieve that 200 crore in the next 2 years' time. We are expanding our product range quite considerably. That's one. We are having a new brand ambassadors in the quarter one. We are adding a lot of new models in quarter one. Fourth, we have inducted, they're all joining from next month, a full-fledged marketing team to promote and brand our products, which is, we have not been very active in India. Yeah, so I think we are quite confident that I think we would like to achieve a 200 crore mark in domestic within the next 2 years.
And the gallery count here?
Gallery, we have around 75 galleries, including shop in shops.
Yeah. So all this new galleries, we have kind of upscaled it. Now, if you see the Gurgaon gallery, we opened about 4,000 square feet in Delhi. That has kind of sparked a lot of interest across the North India market. People from South also are traveling all the way to our Gurugram gallery, one in Sector 29. It's the best gallery in our class you would ever see. So I think we would kind of like to upscale our old standard branding display. We would like to be the best in the category. So all the new galleries now we are tying up with. We have a lot of traction in improving new galleries which we are opening. So I think going to be a lot of galleries. I think my VP told me he signed about 40-50 galleries for the next year, which should be coming up within the next 6 months.
Right. And on the second question, so this is specifically for the UK market. So we've made three acquisitions there so far, Carousel Products, Surfaces and Tap Factory. So, you know, you spoke about the synergies there. So can you just highlight, like, you know, what are the synergies on the back end, the manufacturing side, on the distribution side? How successful have we been in terms of, you know, cross-selling to our customers across these three companies? And of course, now since the scale has become large, so do you have a common head for your UK business or organizationally? How, you know, is the people management for the UK business?
Yeah. So I think our UK business is quite well integrated right now. If you see the UK economy by itself, when we had posted good results for our UK, people could not believe that the UK is so bad. I had a lot of questions by investors last few quarters. Aap kaise karne wale ho, UK to bought down, then kyun liya? But I think that worked out really well. We have shown growth in UK. So while the downturn is about 20-30% in the home market, we have gone up by 30% in the home market. So that's one. Number two is as far as the organization is concerned, we have a group CEO right now over there, and we have three managing directors in the UK who's handling each independent company. Number three, now we have taken a call to integrate all the companies at one base. We are planning to open a big base, which is called logistics, warehousing facilities, our showroom. Also, we have my daughter who is inducted newly into the marketing activities is right now in UK and trying to launch or try to integrate the Carousel brand in UK. So it's a lot of integration happening in UK this time because end of the day, we want to bring all this together and try to, we would like to centralize all this at one base. Yeah.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Nikhil Gada from Abacus AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So the first question is specifically just on the subsidiary numbers. Now, when I look at, the breakup for the other expenses as well as the employee expenses, there has been a sharp increase, close to 10 crore increase in other expenses and a 4-5 crore increase in employee expenses. Is it purely because of the integration of United LLC?
So, Nikhil, this is not because of only United LLC. This is because quarter on quarter we have increased our capacity utilization. So there we have added people. Number one. Number two, we are also building a team for the further expansion to cater our new customer under pipeline. So there is training requirements, some skill manpower requirements. So we are adding that. And there is also the increment round which has happened in the quarter. So that has come as a one-time effect in the quarter three. So these are the three factors, but as I said, these will not come every quarter. It will, on the quarter to quarter, it will stabilize and will percentage will go down.
Yeah. Okay, sir. But then in other expenses also, we are seeing this 10 crore jump from 12 crores to 21 crores.
So it is only in relation to the sales. If you see the sales grown, it's grown by 37%. So in terms of that, you are going by the absolute numbers. If you go by the percentage, it is not increase. It's all variable.
Okay, sir. Because percentage-wise as well, it's gone from 17% to 25%. So
that is one time of United Granite also. So you have to understand that United Granite came for less than 70 days, and we have to integrate that.
You can later.
Nikhil?
Yeah.
And if you need any further detail, I am available. We can provide you.
Sure. So my second question specifically on this acquisition of a bigger client in UK. How much incremental volumes, I know it's still early days, but what kind of business can you see from this client? Is it something which can become very big in future?
So I think, Nikhil, I had mentioned to you that these guys make about more than 500,000 kitchens here, and out of that, we know that about 25 to 30% they use granite sinks. If I take that ratio, it comes to about 125 to 150,000 for granite sinks.
Right.
So I think it could be a sizable volume. As per what the discussion, we already got the first order. It's quite a big order in size. I think based on the discussion we had, I think they won't 100% get converted to us. So I think the opportunity moving forward lies quite huge. Yeah.
Got it, sir. And just one last question on the overall impact from this Red Sea issue. Do you think, while you mentioned there could be some lumpy orders possible, but do you think that this could also further, our market share in the overall scheme of things, which we are already seeing?
Yeah, so good question. I think this Red Sea thing, if I would try to look at more from an entrepreneur point of view, I think this Red Sea is going to be a blessing for us, because most of the, especially in the stainless steel thing side and all, so a lot of the Chinese import costs have doubled because of this, and they're not able to supply. So we have been, just in the last few weeks, here a lot of inquiries for our granite sinks for the Europe and for the US market. So while we understand on short term that we may face some larger voyage transit time, we have to do the larger lead times, but I think overall, I think on the business side, we can have more opportunities here.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Akshay Shah from Chris PMS. Please go ahead. One moment, please. Mr. Shah?
Yes.
Your line is unmuted. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for opportunity, sir. Sir, you have mentioned in the presentation that quad sink market is growing annually at the rate of 25% CAGR. While we are not able to do the same, now we have a strong distribution network in US and UK. So can we expect that we will grow at the rate of 25% in future?
So I don't know where this guidance have come from, this granite sink growth. But overall,
it is mentioned that granite sink is growing by around 25% year on year.
Yeah, that is all. Overall,
market
share is growing. So where the market share is growing very fast, and where we have exactly told you that there's a lot of opportunities for us for the granite sink, and with this new tie-up, we are very confident that with the new inquiries and customers on quarter on quarter, we are able to see more growth in terms of quad sinks.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit Singh from Invest Analytics Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Congrats for a good set of numbers. So my first question is on Kylo side. So Kylo has entered into a new partnership with Carizel. So could you provide more details on the partnership and the ongoing developments in this regard?
Sorry, I'm not able to understand the question. You said there is a tie-up with Carizel?
Kylo. Yes, sir.
Kylo.
Who's Kylo? Sorry. Are you?
I came across. Hello.
Yes, please.
I came across an article where the Kylo company that mentioned regarding the partnership entered with the Carizel.
No.
Not that we have heard of, honestly.
Okay, I will take that offline. My second question is on basically the outlook. Like you mentioned, the new partnership with Howden. Further, IKEA is also getting expanded in India. and the Red Sea crisis, as you mentioned, are expected to be a blessing for you. So are we still on for 750 crore kind of revenue for FY24 and 1000 crore for FY25?
I think we are quite on a good growth trajectory at this point of time. I think we kind of close to the 800 crore run rate, and we expect on a improve on quarter on quarter.
So the guidance that you earlier given is not intact. That's what you are saying, right?
What is intact? Not in the guidance of 1000 crore.
We said that we'll update on the quarter.
Right now, no, it is 8. So I would like to clarify it. We are with the current almost 800 crore run rate. We are improving. We are on track of 1000 crores. You will see that happening in incremental growth quarter on quarter.
Understood, sir. Understood.
For example, we already have last quarter 165, ended at 188. So you will see this quarter on quarter improvement, and that's how we are going to attain the 1000 crores. Unless it's some unseen, foreseen circumstances happens, which is not under our control. Yeah.
Understood, sir. And you mentioned Red Sea crisis in the near term may create the hindrance for us. So is it correct understanding that the Q4 is likely to be getting impacted because of it?
Because you are saying Red Sea, our sales get affected, that's what you said?
Yeah, because in near term, like you mentioned, there may be some problems because of Red Sea, like order delays and voice times increasing. So do you see any short-term impact in Q4 on our sales because of it?
You see, there are problems are bound to come. You are in an industry and all this logistics, all these kind of problems will keep on coming. And I think it's my job to tell that these problems are there. But none of the problems are inevitable. I mean, everything you will be able to, there is a solution to every problem. So as of now, we do not see, our company does not pose any kind of major risk as far as this is concerned. Yes, the lead times are increased. The fates have increased, so that we have to speak to the customers and we need to align ourselves with them based on their requirements. So we have an issue, but this can be solved amicably by talking to customers, which we already do.
Understood, sir. Okay, that's it for my end.
Thank you.
We have a next question from the line of Madhav from DMS Wealth LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so good evening, sir. By the way, I had a question from my side about the contract that we have entered with Howden. So, like, is it a pass-through contract, and in what terms, like, are we passing the cost in dollar terms or in percentage terms?
Yeah, so the Howden's contract is a perpetual contract. It's a long-term contract. And the prices what billing orders are in UK sterling pounds.
Okay. So, sir, actually my question was like, if there is an increase in the cost in future, so how are we passing those costs? Are we passing them in percentage term?
Yes, we'll be passing on the cost. So all our, for example, on the freight exam, so all our terms are on FOB basis. So now whatever the freight increase is on that.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Bala Murali Krishna from Oman Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
I would like to see an update on this built-in home appliance CapEx plans. What could be the revenue?
Yes.
Yeah. Could you please update on the built-in home appliance CapEx?
Built-in home appliances. Yeah, so we have already announced last. How much did we announce? 10 crores.
Capex value, yes, we have announced 10 crores.
So we had announced about 10 crore capex or the built-in appliances, and it's going to start commencing from quarter four.
Okay. What could be the asset turn we can expect from that?
Asset turn would be about 5x. Yeah.
Okay, and secondly, on the technology development, like we have some green strength, green things and some high strength things we have developed earlier. Is there any progress on the orders or in those things?
I'm very sorry, but just did not get you the last question. Can you please say it again, slowly, please, and loudly?
Yeah. Yeah. We have developed some new technology things, like green things and some high-strength things we have developed last year. So is there any progress on the orders in those things? So we are expecting some good orders from those things because they are better performance as compared to the normal conventional things.
I think we need to try to understand that if the green things are not just for sale, green things are there to try to show the values of the company. Are you a sustainable company? Are you going on a green global footprint? That is kind of it adds image to a corporate. And for example, the thousands what we have, what we said as the green things was one of the major parts. Because of that, we got this order. So sustainability and all, it's very, very important for them. We also have increased in, for example, IKEA orders with us has also improved. It's because we started looking at more as a green company. So I think it is, I think it's helping a lot, and indirectly or directly, the green things has 100% helped the company. And what was your second thing? Order? It was about green things, right? Yeah.
High-strength things that we have developed regarding any orders.
So now mostly 20% of our exports happen in this high-strength things because the value is a bit high. So I think whatever you see the momentum in the order booking is because of the high-strength things.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of CA Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. So just to get some clarification, I was reading an article or commentary from Marcus Smith, who is the CEO of Carousel UK Group. So he mentioned that the Carousel UK has entered into a partnership with the company named KAELO. It is a bottle cooling technology company.
KAELO. Yeah. KAELO. Okay. Yeah. So you are talking KAELO is called, the brand is called Sommelier. So Sommelier is the new wine chiller. It's a new startup for wine chiller buckets. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are the developments, ongoing developments in this regard, and what kind of opportunities do you see in this area?
So they have just started the distribution of it. I think in the next quarter, I'll be able to give you the more light. But all I can tell you is that it's been very encouraging. The results have been very encouraging because every time you cannot invest in a wine chiller at your home, right? So what happens is that if you have, because most of in the U.K. and Europe, most of the people, if you call smaller groups, they all hang around during kitchen side. They have a bar, they have stools, and they all hang around kitchen side. So that's where a wine bottle or a champagne bottle is put. And this Sommelier, which is a new technology wine chiller for a single bottle, it can adjust to any temperature what you want. So the results have been very, very encouraging. We are also planning to bring this to India next quarter.
So the announcement in this regard will be in next quarter. That's what you were saying, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nikhil Shetty from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So my question is on United Grenade. So it's contributed around 15 crore, and I believe the margin profile is almost half of what currently we are making in an overall business. So if we assume a normalized quarter, Q4, then we can expect around 20-25 crore kind of a number from that particular piece. So can we expect the margin profile to be lower than 20% this year and next year as well?
So I think it's too early to say. I think at the acquisition cost which we did for the United Grenade was approximately at 10% EBITDA level. Now, the quarter three is always a very low quarter for the workshops. And then we had obviously one-off cost for the acquisition and all. Quarter four is where the things start going because a lot of snow and all that. So that's where it's slowly now with the slow, with the springtime comes, in fact, March did get more orders with too much snow. So I think it's the when it starts getting on quarter and quarter, you see the margin improvement, and I think we by the quarter one it should go back at 10%.
Mr. Shetty?
Yeah. And my second question is on the overall volume. Currently if you look at the costing volume, your target is around 6 lakh total units for FY24. But when we look at the first 9 months, it seems pretty difficult to achieve those numbers.
So I can just tell you from quarter three, right? The quarter three, how much were the organized number?
1,58,000.
1,58,000 is the quarter. If you analyze it, it would be above six lakhs. Right. So this is already the rate we already picked up. This rate, and as I told you, it's going to be further improved in the coming quarter.
So I'm talking about sir FY24. So
we'll be quite close to it. We'll be quite close to it.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Manan Madlani from Kamaya Care Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. So my question was that we are seeing a slowdown in Germany. So are we trying to capture market gain due to that adverse situation going on?
So while you see a slowdown in Germany, we have a good demand coming from Germany for the granite thing, so which is good. I think it is coming this in the last 1 month, and what we see is coming on this the order booking is going to be quite strong. We also see a sales increase up in Germany, so which is I think a very good sign.
Okay, sure. Are we planning to bring our tap business in India?
So tap business is 100% we have to bring in India. We already launched at the AceTech exhibition. We got an overwhelming response in it. And so right now the marketing plan is getting set to rot the hot water taps in the quarter one, 24-25. So people are very, very excited. All the top dealers of India have put advance orders to us for this new hot water taps. So I think we are quite excited. Overall, the faucet business, the tap business looks very, very encouraging for us. And I think this is going to add cherry on the cake.
Sure. And my last question would be, so as you said that, you are trying to achieve 1,000 crore. So let's say conservatively, you will achieve in FY26. But question is, do we need any further capex or acquire any further subsidiary to achieve that 1,000 crore, or our internal capacity have enough capacity to achieve that 1,000 crore mark?
So I think we are right now all putting our heads together. We have a budget meeting coming up in March, and where we are going to carefully strategize our next year and the 3 years coming forward, and you'll be able to answer that after that.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, and I wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Ronald Sioni from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, I have just one question on the steel sink realization, which you talked about, CIF and FOB basis. So generally, previously what had happened that two of the quarters would have higher realization because of that geographic mix. So now everything has been normalized. Over the last three quarters, we have seen, normalization of realization. So now this realization this quarter should be the benchmark, or there is still, geography mix, and that realization could be higher going forward.
Okay. So steel sink realization depends on our product mix. One is the press sink and the quarter sink. Depending on the sales volume, it may change, number one. Number two, we are focusing now on the project sales because there are more project sales we have done in quarter three. And due to that, there is some small realization difference because in projects, mostly press sinks only goes. But it is not a benchmark. If you have to benchmark, you have to take 9 months numbers, and then you get the better price realization, which will give you more clarity on the price.
Okay. And second question just on that, if you are doing projects business and then domestic would be your focus area, so should not be that the case that this realization would be lower going forward because you would be also going for more project sales going ahead also?
So going forward, there is an export opportunity and domestic both. We have already started export to our UAE company. There are export going to Brunei, and there are further companies we are doing. So it's all depending on the product mix, geography mix, and then we'll see. But we don't feel that realization will go down on.
Even can I take this? You are asking more on a B2B activities than the valuation comes down, right?
Right, right.
So I'll answer the question. See, the B2B project sales are always on the luxury side. It's not on the cheap side. So as far as stainless steel sink, I think that's on site. But as the granite sinks are concerned and our Quadro stainless steel, we do only the high-end projects where the dilution of the price is not very high. And to compensate that, we always have an 80-20 principle. So while we dilute 20% of the lower-end sink, we also launch another 20% of the high-value sink to compensate that. Hence, we're able to see on quarter-quarter, year-on-year, we've been able to improve our margins.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Harsh Shah from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question. Can I get the gross and net debt as on date?
Okay. So gross debt is around 270 crore on the company as a whole. And net debt will be around 260 crore.
Okay. Yeah. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we'll take that as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. I hope we've been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need any further clarifications or want to know more about the company, please contact our SGA team, our investor relations advisors. On behalf of my colleagues in Caris Limited, I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Caris Limited, we conclude this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.